plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in Portmarnock, pop into the White Sands Hotel anytime during over the summer months. If you're out at the beach in Portmarnock, pop into the White Sands Hotel, and the Oasis Bar just below our studio here is well worth a visit. And if you're going for a walk along the beach here in Portmarnock, maybe you have the dog with you, you can bring the dog up to the car park of the hotel, and out the front there's a doggy shower, literally a shower for your dog to clean off all the sand before you put it back in the car. So there you are. Anyway, the White Sands Hotel, we're as always very grateful to them for their continuing support of what we do here on the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of OM? I want you to talk about this because I think it would make a good debate about couples with kids not making an effort to make their relationships work. I'm 41, and out of all of my friends who got married in their 20s and 30s, I'm the only one who is still married. The rest are separated or divorced, and they all have kids, which is very sad. It goes on to say, none of them broke up for major reasons. Stuff like, we're no longer compatible, or we weren't getting on. I know for a fact that they made no effort to make it work. And now their kids suffer from being in a broken home. Couples pack it in way too easy. There are weeks I hate my husband, but you make it work for keeping your families together. Families who stay together are the happiest. Unless it's an abusive situation, make it work, for fuck's sake, she says. And that's the conversation.
I'm actually in the same situation where I was telling you earlier, wasn't I, that every single person, bar one couple, who went to my wedding, which was 11 years ago, are separated.
Every one of them?
Yeah, every one of them. That's what myself and my wife, we joke, we call it the Jinx wedding. Literally, if you went to our wedding, you ended up separated.
Really?
No, I don't want to talk about my friends and why they broke up, because that's their own private business. But I do believe so many more couples are broken up nowadays. And I think when you're just dating, okay, and stuff like that, and you're just in a relationship, yeah, if you're not getting on, or you have a row with each other, just walk away. But when there are children involved, I think you have a duty of care to stay together.
Why?
Yeah, I think it's better for the kids.
If mommy and daddy can't stand each other anymore.
Now, Vanessa straight away is saying broken homes are better than abusive homes. Vanessa, that's not what.
And in fact,
That's what she
said, unless it's an abusive situation, make it work.
Yeah. No, I would never expect anybody to stay together in an abusive relationship, whether it be physical abuse or verbal abuse, yeah? But so many friends of mine, like, have just broken up. Oh, we fell apart, or, oh, we weren't getting on, or she wasn't giving me sex anymore and stuff like that. Being in a broken relationship when you have kids is very, 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 very difficult, I would imagine. I know from you were in one. It's very difficult. I don't want to be that father. We manage. Yeah, but no, it's not great. It's not ideal. But I wouldn't want to be in a relationship or in a situation where I'm only seeing my kids on a Saturday or on a Friday. Trust me, I'm not saying I have the perfect marriage. Jesus, far from it. If you put a camera in their house, I tell you, it'd be a great TV show. There are weeks where she wants to kill me. There are weeks where I want to kill her. There are days go by that we don't talk to each other for a while. But we make it work.
Okay, so do you believe, and I want you to, a straight yes or no answer.
Are you going to ask me a question that's going to get me into trouble now?
Do you believe that unless it's an abusive situation, and we're all in agreement there, the couple should stay together just for the sake of their kids?
Yeah, I'll give you one more. Yes, I do. And I'll give you one example.
Even if they're deeply unhappy.
I'll give you one example, and I'll change the details slightly because it happened to someone we both know. Two friends of ours, and you would be friends with them as well, were married and had two children together. Mm-hmm. And she actually cheated on him on a night out, and all it was a kiss. She was on a hen night, and she ended up kissing somebody. Mm-hmm. He found out about it, and they broke up. Now, you'd have to ask yourself, is it worth splitting up a family over one drunken kiss. And that's all it was. You know that's all it was. One drunken kiss. Is it worth breaking up a family over that and becoming a weekend?
But he just couldn't get his head around it. He just couldn't cope with it.
And becoming a McDonald's dad. And by his own admission, that's what he is now. He's a McDonald's dad.
I know, but he just couldn't look at her in the same way ever again because of what she did. And he just... The trust was gone.
Yeah, I think, and again, it's out of our place to be talking about this couple. Well, they won't know unless they listen to this that we're talking about them. But do you believe in that situation they made enough of an effort?
In that particular situation, I did talk to him about it, and he just can't get over it.
What's the first thing he did 2 days after he found out about that? Down to the solicitor. And as soon as you... Solicitors, by the way, in a breakup situation...
Yeah, the root of all evil.
They are animals. They are vultures. They are vile. How do I know that? Because I've seen some of the letters that were sent to friends of mine from solicitors. Solicitors don't give a fuck.
No, they just want their money.
They just want to cause shit and drive couples who may have had a chance to stay together further apart.
Okay, so again, I'm going to ask the question.
Yes is the answer.
Yes, you believe that couples should stay together just for the sake of their kids?
No, that's not what I said.
That was the question I asked you.
Okay, no... Well, that's not the question I'm answering. The question I'm answering is, do couples make enough of an effort to stay together? And my answer is no, they don't.
But do you believe
so many couples, especially younger people, you look at many, you know, you see all the women around the pram pushers going around. None of them are with the fathers of their children.
Okay, my question again is, do you think that, and we're talking mainly about either married couples or couples in a long-term committed relationship, yeah, who have children together, should stay together for their children?
I think in an ideal situation, a family together is a happier family, isn't it?
The reason they want to separate is they're not getting on anymore.
Have they gone to counselling?
085.
No. Answer the question. In this instance, none of her friends have gone to counselling, so they didn't even try. They just threw their toys out of the pram. Don't be with you anymore. And then you end up becoming a McDonald's dad.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation, like Keith just did.
Sounds like they're a little bit late to the game there. You know, the family structure was destroyed just coming into the 90s. You know, the agenda went out there, the feminine movements, telling them that they're better off on their own. The court system made sure that whatever parent would be fleeced of whatever money they get and all given to, as they call it in America, the baby mama terrorist. You know, so they pushed all that agenda out there, they destroyed the family structure, and now you have people asking, why aren't marriages or relationships lasting these days?
Thanks, Keith. Now, this is Jessica.
Obviously, if it's a fucking abusive relationship, then yeah, like, obviously leave. If you're deeply unhappy, then I think that's something that can be worked on. Like, obviously, you loved each other at one stage to have kids. I'd like to hope so anyway. So you can work on it. But obviously, then you have them couples who literally break up every second day, and it's fucking pathetic. And that's unfair in the kids as well. So, I don't know. If it was me and I had kids, I would do everything to stay with my partner and keep a whole happy home, because I came from a broken home. But I tell you what, it ain't nice. No matter what the situation is, it ain't fucking nice. Got most of the kids in my classes and schools and all, they all had their parents coming up for everything, and I only had one parent coming up. Like, it's heartbreaking. So I say work on it if you can, and if you really can't, then yeah, end things. But don't be one of them couples as well that literally on Monday we're together, Tuesday we're broken up, Wednesday we're back together, because you are fucking saps and you don't even know how to have a relationship, never mind have fucking kids.
Okay, there's another message basically saying you need to stay together for the kids. You see, I don't really agree with that. No, obviously I don't, because I did separate when my kids were young enough.
Yep.
Because our marriage was just, there was no point in us staying together. It was over.
There's no point in staying together. That's ridiculous. That's like someone who, you know, gives up swimming lessons. There's no point in me learning. Sure, I'm never going to fall into the water.
I can tell you I was a better father after we separated, because I actually made more time for my kids.
That's your opinion. I would have a different opinion.
Of what?
Of that. Not of you, generally. You couldn't be as good a father. You're not around as much.
Sure, I was working anyway.
Yeah.
No. You're not around half the time either.
Oh, thanks.
And you'd live with them.
That's for that. That's my choice.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All good, lads. How are you?
Not a bother. Thanks, Ross. So the message that we got in the first place is basically arguing that couples should make more of an effort, shouldn't be breaking up as easily. We all know couples who are broken up now, living separate lives, having kids together and all of that. Basically, what I'm hearing from Jeremy here is you should stay together for the sake of the kids.
Never. Never. There's only one way that's going to end up. And they, like, eventually the kids will pick up on that. Kids always pick up. Kids are smarter than people actually give them credit for. And kids pick up on when there's animosity between the two parents. They always will. I think you should always try and stay and try and fix it. Like Jessica said, like, if you loved each other before, there's obviously just a few things gone wrong, but you can always try to fix it. If you go down that route and it doesn't work, then you leave it. I think the best thing, like, the best parents out there are the ones that can leave and actually have an amicable relationship where the kids are actually looked after by both of them, you know, and they're in a happy environment. They're in two happy environments. It's very easy. It's too easy for people to break up these days. People are too disposable. You don't see it like the old days, whereas people actually give credit, like when they actually want to do something for their partner. People just look for credit when they do things nowadays for a partner. They just look for the thank yous, you know. They don't do it off their own back to make the person feel good.
You're arguing then that when it comes to relationships, people just aren't making the effort anymore. So that's exactly what this lady sent in her message in the first place. She believes that people just don't make an effort and just basically give up.
A lot of people don't. They don't. It's too easy. It's too easy for people to walk away these days. And then when they do walk away, you see this. We had on the show there a few weeks ago with the... it was to do with the parents. Remember, we were talking about the child. I don't know how it got to it, but we were talking about kids when people move on and they've got a new partner and the father or the mother don't want the kids around the new partner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd have no problem with my kids being around the new partner if the kids were being treated right by the new partner. I'd never, like, why stop your ex-partner from being happy? If she's not going to be happy with you, let her be happy with somebody else. It's the kids at the end of the day that you actually should be worried about.
A lot of women will be angry to hear this, but this is the truth. Women, scorned women, are the most spiteful human beings on the planet.
Yeah, listen, men can be the same.
Men can be the same.
The difference is men don't have the power to be the same. Men do not call the shots in a broken relationship situation.
95% of the children go with the women.
I had a friend of mine 2 years ago, Ross, on the phone to me crying on Christmas Day. I'll never forget the call I took on Christmas Day, crying on Christmas Day. What had happened was he never gets the two kids on Christmas Day, and his ex, who I won't even go into her now, but his ex had agreed with him that he was going to have the kids on Christmas morning. He was going to pick them up at 9 o'clock. And his whole December was all about this. I'm going to have the kids on Christmas Day. She turned around at 8 o'clock on Christmas morning for no reason other than she's a
weapon.
Turned around and texted him, didn't even ring him, and said, actually, no, I've changed my mind. The kids are staying with me on Christmas Day.
And he
was left sitting in his mother's house eating turkey on Christmas Day, crying because he didn't have his kids. Now, that's the power that a woman has. I'm not saying all women.
See, another thing as well, you're completely right there as well, right? But another thing, when people do break up as well, the toxic friends play a big part.
Completely, yeah.
You know, like, there is good dads out there who want to see their children, and then the toxic friends are like, well, no, he did this wrong, he did that wrong, so why are you letting them see the children? You know, there's these things as well, like, it's horrible, like, it's horrible.
Okay, so let me go back to the point, and the point was made in the message that basically couples aren't making enough of an effort and they should more or less stay together for the sake of their children.
They should not stay together for the sake of the children.
There you go,
they
Jeremy. Absolutely not.
They should definitely make more efforts to actually work on the relationship.
Well, that's all I was saying. Like,
you don't want to see your kid being raised by somebody else.
Okay, but look at this situation. Stephen just... Oh, sorry. In fact, he didn't ask me. I told him not to give it out his name, so I can't read out his message now. But we got a message from a fella called Stephen, and again, he didn't stay together for the sake of his kids, and now he's in a situation where he's not seeing his kids and he misses them. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
I'd rather stay with a woman that I hate than be in a situation
What sort of a life is that?
Your life is shit as well.
Yeah,
like.
But what sort of life? Yeah, but then if you don't, she ends up poisoning the kids again, so you end up never seeing...
No, that doesn't always happen.
Well, that doesn't always happen.
Does if she doesn't like you.
Stay there for a second. Okay, so stay there for a second, Ross. Let me go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
gentlemen. All right.
Good. What did you want to say?
I just find it funny that, like, all these people coming on the phone saying, oh, yeah, they should get out of it. Like, if at the end of the day, if you're going to break up a relationship, the only reason to leave it is if it's an abusive relationship and you're the relationship. Only a weak woman would walk away, you know?
Only a weak woman would walk away?
Yeah, because men fight for what they want, you know what I mean? Women just walk away and just piss it into the wind. Like, there's no way I'd be letting my wife walk away if she, like, was trying to leave me, you know?
There's no way you'd let her walk away. So you, let's say you went off and had an affair or slept with somebody on a one-night stand and she found out about it, you wouldn't let her break up with you?
No, that's like just a one-off mistake you make, you know what I mean? And then you just explain it and just tell her to relax and pray for the relationship, you know?
So
you can walk away from relationships and their families.
Okay, what if it actually was a full-blown affair for a couple of months and she found out about it? She'd still have to stay with you?
Well, yeah. Like,
In other words, what I'm getting at... Okay, but what I'm getting at is sometimes people have genuine reasons for ending a marriage.
You look at the Beckhams for argument's sake. Victoria was able to get over the fact that he played away from home.
And fair play,
and they seem like they're madly in love.
Yeah, there you go, you know,
So you don't see that as a good enough excuse to end a relationship?
No, unless the bloke is knocking her teeth out or she's knocking her teeth out, then no, there's no relationship that should be ending, especially when you have kids involved. Like, a weak person would walk away, and let's be honest.
Okay, so let me turn the tables. You find out next week that your missus has been having an affair for the last few months. She's finished it now. She doesn't want to be with your man. Are you not going to finish with her, no?
My wife would be okay and dick for another man, but like, at the end of the day, no, me and her leave either. We'd be sorting it out and, you know,
You obviously believe
there might be a bit of animosity between us for a while, but you know what I mean?
That everything is you can get over pretty much everything.
Yeah, can't you though? Unless you're physically like trying to stab each other or batter each other, you know what I mean? Yeah, everything's fixable.
Just
the women, we just need to relax with the hormones at the end of the day.
So you'd be able to keep your marriage together if you found out your wife had had an affair?
It depends on the affair.
Meaning?
If she was out having an offer with another woman, I'd be down with that. If she was off just a little fling, you never know. That's a terrible side, isn't it? Couples counseling, whatever you call it.
Okay, but I know a couple, and she found out that he'd been having an affair for a year, and when she found out, that was the end of the marriage from that moment on.
There you go, typical woman giving up on everything and walking away because the man had a little slip.
Hang on, she threw him out of the house as soon as she found out he had the affair.
And does he know a McDonald's dad?
I wouldn't say he's a McDonald's.
He's out of the house, he's having a laugh.
No. She threw him out of the house, and he sees his kids regularly. Yeah, very regularly, not just a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Like. Yeah.
You know, that's a weak man as well.
Why?
Didn't fight for the family and let himself get thrown out of the house, and then she gave up on the relationship. They're both weak people in that situation, aren't they?
He was riding rings around himself behind her back, and you expect her to keep him?
Yeah, well, if he's out taking someone and he gets caught, then you come clean at the end of the day and you say, listen, it won't happen again. And you don't let yourself get kicked out of the house, especially by a little emotional woman. You know, I mean, there's no way, man.
Jeez, you're braver than I am.
Yeah, stay there for a second, Trevor. Our number is 085-825-2626. I'll be with Yvonne in just a second.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit Recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at Recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at Recruit.ie.
couples should make every effort to stay together, especially if they have children. That's the view of one of our listeners who contacted us, and she was talking about how all of her friends who got married in their 20s and 30s, out of all of them, she is the only one that's still married. And Jeremy was saying earlier on that of the people that were at his wedding and who were married, most of them aren't now.
No. And I know, for some of the couples, I know some of the reasons they broke up. And it wasn't abuse in any cases. It wasn't even cheating. It was, oh, I didn't love him anymore, or she didn't love me anymore.
But if you don't love somebody anymore, you don't love them anymore.
That's the reason, though. You have to find out the reason that you don't.
Yeah, just don't fancy her anymore.
But then you say it. But if it's weight, you say it to her. You say, yeah. And I'm sure Trevor would agree with this. If you believe that she's put on too much weight and you don't find her attractive, you sit her down, you say to her, listen, I think this is... But don't wait. Don't just break up with her without telling her the reason. And the same goes for women. If you think your man has turned... If you think your husband is a slob compared to what you married into, say it to him. Say, listen,
You can also just grow apart. For example, my ex-wife and I, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't see... We're not the same people that got married back in the 90s,
you know,
yeah?
You've been apart for...
But we're completely different.
You should have worked at it harder.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, but that's the argument.
What?
That's the argument. Work harder. It's like if you don't cut the grass for 4 weeks, yeah?
Yeah, what it happens? gets very long
yeah. and it gets uncontrollable. It gets to the point where you can't cut it with a lawnmower anymore, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you give it a nice lawnmower every week, it'll be fine. Work on it.
Let me go to Yvonne. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Yvonne?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Yvonne. Well, couples should stay together for their children.
100%. 100%. They don't put in... I'm 100% behind Jeremy. They don't put in half as much effort anymore at all. Me and my partner were together since we were 15, and we have been through... Geez, you could write a book. We've been through cancer, him learning to walk again. We have been, it's just a heap of stuff we've been through, and not a hope in hell. Like, if we're not comfortable, we'd sit down, we'll have a chat, we'll sort out whatever is the problem with either of us. They don't do that anymore. Nobody seems to care.
And obviously, you know a lot of people who are separated or divorced as well, yeah?
Yeah, I grew up in a council estate, and I think there was two families in total that had a mom and dad, and that was including my own. And the stuff I seen as a child, I swore to myself that if me and my partner were even to break up, that I'd never even go into another relationship. I wouldn't give my kids half siblings and all that. Looking at the families where they have two kids with one father, and then one child with another, and then another with another, and one daddy comes and brings a big bike for one of the kids while the other kids are staring, looking. It's just, it's not nice. It's horrible to see.
I know, but kids are very adaptable. They, they cope. And the fact of the matter is, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, if your mom and dad were separated, you would be, you'd stand out like a sore thumb. Now loads of kids and their friends have mammies and daddies who are separated. So it's not unusual anymore.
It's more common. Yeah, it's nearly unusual that your daddy or that the kids have a mammy and daddy at home now. And it's just, it's horrible. So it is. It's not fair on the kids. It's really not.
Okay, but if you have fallen out of love with each other, if you just don't fancy each other anymore, don't really have anything in common anymore, it's just gone. It's gone. You're saying, well, stay together.
Work at it. And if it's a thing, like, literally give it your all. At the end of the day, your kids come before how you're feeling. If I was out of love with my partner and we decided to finish, it'd be me and my kids alone. I wouldn't be in another relationship for the rest of my life. I wouldn't do it now if he wanted to.
So if God forbid, your relationship did fall apart, you would work and work and work and work, but if it didn't work in the end, you'd go off and live a single life for the rest of your life.
Yeah, 100%. I've seen what it's like. It's horrible. All the different daddies, and what you mean, she's not really my full sister. She's my half sister and my half brother. And like, there was a family in the estate where the mum had two kids. They were actually in foster care, so they weren't ever at home. They had one dad. She had another two kids with one man. Then she had another one child with one man, another one child with another man. Then she got married and had three more kids. And now she's off again doing whatever. I think she's too old now to have kids, thankfully. But all them kids, like, they would have been, say, really close to me when I was younger, and they, you know, looking at one dad bringing presents or the child going off with the dad, like, it was just pure jealousy, and they couldn't understand then why their daddy wouldn't do it for them. And no, I'd stay single and that would be it. I wouldn't do it to my kids.
Is this like I said, I mean, the way you're after describing that story, that sounds mental, but, you know, kids are, like you said, totally adaptable to mammies and daddies not living together. As you said yourself, it's nearly unusual to have mammy and daddy living together.
They are when they're kids. It's when they're older, that's when the problem will start. Like, the majority of these kids now, the family I was talking about, I think there's only one of them that's relatively okay. The rest of them, they're on all sorts. They're in and out of prison. Like, they're not okay. They really aren't. And I truly believe that it is because of that. Like, there was a different man nearly every year coming in and out of the house. It's just not right. They don't fight enough.
Okay, so what about a couple where, I don't know, he had an affair or she had an affair? You can't really genuinely expect that couple to stay together, can you?
You can if they love each other. Do you know, people make mistakes. Now, I'm not okay in any way, shape or form, and I'd kill himself if he ever done it. But, you know, you'd work on it for your kid's sake. You'd work on it and you'd fight for it. And if you fought, like, you know, people are doing it, a few months down the road, okay, it's not working out, good luck, and that's it. They're not putting in enough time. You know,
there are some things that you just can't get over. You just can't get over. And I was giving
I was giving an
example of a guy who split up with his wife because she had an affair, and he just couldn't even look at her the same way anymore.
Communication. That's the best way to put it. Let him sit down and say to her, look, it's killing me. Like, do you know, even take a little break, you know, without anyone knowing, you know, sleep in separate rooms. But you need to put your kids first. Your kids need a mommy and daddy.
Do me a favour, stay in the line there for one second, Yvonne, if you can, because in just a second, I have a voice note that I've been asked to play for you. Stay with me for one second.
Okay. Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, Yvonne, I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you. Have a listen to this.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Listen, I'm separated. Excuse me. And it was just he cheated. That was it. And Jeremy's saying that their friend went off and, you know, kissed someone. You need to work at it. No, because the next time they go out, it's in your head. Are they cheating again? Are they kissing someone else? You know what they say, spooning leads to forking. So she was spooning 1 minute, is she forking the next minute? You know, once the trust is gone in a relationship, there is no going back. I forgave my husband for 6 weeks, and I can tell you, I walked around on eggshells for those 6 weeks. Because it never came up in an argument. We weren't arguing because I was just trying to keep the peace. But that'll always be fired, and it would have always been fired. So I'm better off the way I am now, is divorce from him. And also staying with the kids, it just gets so toxic. And I think what a lot of people aren't looking at now as well is the amount of women and men, both, who are in unhappy relationships, but they can't go. Because they've nowhere to go. There's no houses, can't move back with the parents, can't move in with friends. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who would like to get out of their relationship, but just can't, and are stuck in it. And that's the worst thing. That is the worst place to be.
Yep, I agree with you, Angela. You're broken up, but you're stuck living together, which is a nightmare. But Yvonne, let me just go back to you. And her main point was, once the trust is gone in your relationship, that's it. It's over. It's finished.
Trust can always be rebuilt or rebuilt. Like, do you know, it's just my opinion. I just think if you work hard enough, have the fights. You need to have the fights. you need to have the fights. You need to, you know, shout and scream and let it out. Keeping it all in, that's not going to, you know, that's not going to, you need to process and work together as a couple. Now, it mightn't work out in the end, you know, but at least, you know, you gave it your all, you know.
Okay, like, stay there for 1 second. So you believe nearly everything is recoverable. Nearly everything you can get over.
Yeah. Yeah. Nearly everything.
Okay. And obviously we're not talking about, because a few people have messaged, what if he or she is beating lumps out of the other? That's not what we're talking about.
We've literally said this about 20 times. Yeah. We're not talking about domestic abuse at all.
Let me go to...
No, that's a whole different story.
Absolutely. Let me go to Aoife. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aoife?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Aoife. Couples aren't making enough of an effort to keep their relationships together. What do you think of that?
I completely agree. Yeah, I think that nowadays people are looking on social media and, like, nobody posts, you know, the fight they've had on social media. No one says, oh, my husband's an arsehole today because he did this and he did that. Everyone posts the best side of themselves. And I think everyone looks at that and thinks, oh, well, why is her fella doing that for her? And why is he doing this for her? And why are you not doing that for me? And then they just get a whole, you know, the grass is greener kind of attitude to everything. And then I think people throw in the towel a lot too, like, way too early. I don't think anyone's willing to put in work to work through things. I think even affairs and stuff, I think with affairs, it depends why it happened. Because, like,
an affair happens because you don't love the person that you're married to.
Well, that might happen, but then I think, like, nobody questions, right, well, why don't I love them anymore? How did we get to this stage? Did we not put in enough effort? And now it's gotten to this stage. Like, if people put in enough effort on a daily basis, it wouldn't get to that point in the first place.
Yeah, in other words, the point I was making a couple of weeks ago, that if you were getting to the stage where you no longer find your partner attractive, you sit down with them and you say, listen, you're wearing tracksuits all day around the house, John. You haven't gone to the gym in about 2 years. You sit down every night slugging back beer and farting in front of me. I don't find that attractive. No, but that's how it starts. That's how it starts. John, John, if you want to save this marriage, get your shit together. And then that will give John, and if John doesn't get this shit together, then so be it. But at least as a warning. But couples don't do that. They don't actually work. In the same way, if cheating has happened or an affair, whatever the case, instead of throwing the pot and pans at the fella, sit him down and said, why did this affair happen? Here.
When you find out your partner has had an affair, you're not in the mood for a rational conversation. But let us analyse what happened here. You're fucking fit to kill the bastard.
What are pots and pans gonna achieve?
Emotion gets involved.
Yeah, I don't mean straight after it. I mean after a couple of weeks. You sit down and go, well, why did this actually happen? Oh, well, it happened because, in fairness, love, since the kids came along, you haven't been showing me the attention that you were showing me beforehand. Okay, well, let's work on that. I should be a marriage counsellor.
Well, then I have a question for you, and that is a question that one of our listeners asked me to ask. Could you get over your wife having an affair? Well,
it's a hypothetical question because it hasn't happened. But if it has, I haven't found out about it. But I certainly wouldn't throw pots and pans, okay? No pots and pans in my house.
It's a very difficult thing to get over. I'm sure you agree with that, Aoife. It's a very difficult thing to get over.
I do think it's difficult to get over, but I think I'm probably going to slate it for this, but I think that nowadays men's needs are not respected as much as women's needs in a relationship, because most needs that men have are physical, and if he wants that and you don't, you know, like, not that you don't, like, not as in, like, the O word, but, like, as in you're not in the mood, you're tired or whatever, he's seen as pressuring you. But if I say, oh, I want my partner to be emotionally available for me, I want him to be supportive, because women mostly have emotional needs, and if he's not giving that to me, well, then that's a red flag on him.
Our
it's
Casey,
completely unequal nowadays, I think.
Our Casey said this on the show about a year ago, and she got ripped apart by it. She was saying basically that, not that it's, she didn't use the word juice, I can't remember exact words, but basically she said is, if your man is horny, give him sex. You know, keep him well serviced like a car. Because if you don't, men are beasts.
Animals,
They're animals. And and when you get into a relationship, when a couple get into a relationship, you can't keep your hands off each other. You know the way it is at the start of the relationship. You're riding everywhere.
Fireworks.
Riding everywhere and blowjobs everywhere and the whole lot. And then a couple of years later, that dies out. But you've got to remind the partner, you've got to say, listen, remember you used to give me a blowjob at the McDonald's drive-thru? Well, I haven't had an old blowjob in a Shamrock
Shake. Yeah, because we've three kids now.
In the back of the car. I'm like, Kevin, don't do it. But you know what I mean?
But okay, again, Aoife, you believe that you can still retrieve a marriage or a relationship even if the partner has cheated.
Yeah, but I think that people should just start before that. Like, I don't think anyone ever sits down. Like, me and my partner do this all the time because I like to watch psychologists and stuff at night instead of doing anything else. Like, and we sat down and I said, what do you need? Like, what do you actually need in a relationship to be happy? And I told him what I need. And when we actually had the conversation, he completely misunderstood what he thought I needed and vice versa. And so the two of us were completely doing the wrong things for each other. And as soon as we started actually listening to each other and I gave him what he needed, he gave me what I needed, we just started getting along.
Okay, all right. So the point being, you're working on it. You're constantly working on your relationship.
Yeah, but I think everyone has to. Like, it's, you go through seasons of things being a shit show and where you hate each other and, you know, you want to kill each other and stuff, and then everything gets worked out and you go back to normal for a while. And yeah.
And is he satisfied, would you say, in every way? I don't just mean sexually. Is he satisfied? If we were to have him on the other line now, he'd be a brave man to say no. But if we had him on the other line and we asked him, was he satisfied, would he say he is?
I'd say he would. I wouldn't say he would have, maybe like 6 years ago, he wouldn't have, but now he would. Like, even we have, like, I'll say to him, like, if I look like shit, tell me I look like shit.
Jeez.
Like, I told him 2 days ago, I said, you need to go and get a haircut, like, your head isn't big, you need to go and get a haircut. And me and him just have kind of banter with that.
No,
like,
you
I
have
lost
to.
Loads of weight, and he said to me, you look ill, like, you need to put on more weight. So I gained weight, and nobody has to take offense to everything.
I think
everyone's a little bit too.
I grew a goatee a couple of years ago and everybody told me it looked ridiculous. Even
it did.
It did.
Yep.
But I grew it.
Yeah,
you
did.
It was a spice goatee. I grew it out of spice because people kept telling me it looked horrible. And I knew the missus didn't like it. And she said to me one day, she says, okay, here we go. She says, if you don't shave that off, the door is closed, as in the bedroom door is closed. You're never getting sex again. I went in with a razor and it was gone within 20 seconds. But you have to, whereas other couples would just forget and you just go, oh, God, it's what's inside that counts. It's not what you look like. And that's when relationships get into trouble. You have to be attracted to your partner and your partner has to be attracted to you. And if that doesn't happen, you need to make the effort. Get on the treadmill, Adrian.
And she was right about the goatee.
Oh, no, it did. No,
so it took her long enough.
No, when I look at photographs now.
Oh,
Jesus,
what was that about?
I know.
What took her so long?
No, she used to drop hints. I look back on photographs and I cringe. It looks like I had a vagina on my face. It was literally.
Whatever that would look like. Thanks, Aoife. Let me go to Catherine. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Okay, a lot of people are saying that couples should stay together for the sake of the children.
Do you know what? No, at this point, there's been so many different topics, I actually don't even know what I'm on for.
Okay, well, the conversation started from a message that we got.
Yeah,
and she's saying, I'm 41, and out of all of my friends who got married in their 20s and 30s, I'm the only one who's still married. So she's basically saying nobody is making any effort anymore, and you've heard a couple of calls saying you need to make it work.
You have to make it work. You have to make it work. Like, relationships evolve, children come along, you have to adapt to the different situations, you have to adapt to a new relationship. You know, when children come along, it changes everything. Like what Jeremy was saying about blowjobs and the McDonald's drive-thru, that goes out the window, you know?
So you obviously believe as well that people aren't making enough of an effort, that people are throwing the towel in.
And sorry,
100%.
Even going to marriage counselling or anything.
And can I just say, because it's very important I say this, I wasn't talking about myself. I've never got a blowjob at a McDonald's drive-thru. I just don't want people thinking that. No, but,
well, I've never given a blowjob in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Good,
so.
That's good to hear.
In a man's ideal world, it would be getting a blowjob while drinking the Shamrock Shake in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Stop
it.
No, but that was never me, but I'm saying that.
Whose ideal world is this anyway?
Oh, that's every man's ideal world.
It's not mine.
Six chicken nuggets, a Shamrock Shake and a blowjob.
No.
Oh my
Wouldn't
God,
yuck.
I'm not getting chicken nuggets anymore.
No, the reason I'm saying the Shamrock Shake, now I don't want to get too blue about this, okay?
But apparently,
how do I put this delicately? Apparently, if you drink a Shamrock Shake, your stuff will taste a bit better afterwards.
Okay, I take your word for it.
How do you know this?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Who told you this?
It doesn't matter who told me.
Who are you having conversations with?
It doesn't matter. All I'm saying is, a lot of women are put off by the stuff. Because of the... No, I don't know what it tastes like, but I'd imagine...
Ah, Jesus.
Oh,
look, I'll take your word for it, Jeremy. Anyway, I'll take your word for it.
The sale of Shamrock Shakes has gone up 500%.
Anyway, Catherine, again, you believe that people should be making more of an effort to stay together, especially if they have children.
Especially if they have children, yeah.
But do kids not sense that there's something wrong here, that mammy and daddy aren't the mammy and daddy of the past, and, you know, they're just literally putting on a show?
You see, when a child comes along into a relationship, the relationship, the dynamic changes anyway.
Absolutely.
So when they're born, they, as they grow, they don't know what mammy and daddy were like before they came along.
Yeah, no, I understand all that, but if the relationship starts going pear-shaped, kids do sense that. Kids pick up that.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. But you have to be the adult, and you have to have your conversations. I met my boyfriend when I was 15. We were together for 8 years before we got married. We were 9 years married before we had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blast. We had holidays, house parties. We had the best time of our lives in our 20s. And then everything changed when we had a child. We had never had an argument until the child came into the house. And suddenly it was like arguing over who got the least amount of sleep and who was doing the most. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, so arguing over things that you would never have argued over before.
I actually
believe that. Sorry for going across you. I believe that the cause of most breakups are actually children.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with
because
that.
I would agree with that 100%.
90% of the rows that I have with my wife are child-related. And when the kids are away for the weekend at their granny's, we're up to McDonald's for Shamrock Shakes. but honestly, when the kids are away for the weekend, there's not a crossword between. And then as soon as the kids come back, why are you after letting them play the Nintendo? I told him he couldn't play it. Why are you letting them play it?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, little shits kids are.
So bearing that in mind, just separate so you're not together with the kids.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Like you wouldn't trade the children in for the world. But
okay, but as far as you're concerned, though, people should be making more of an effort to stay together for their children.
Yeah, you just have to. You have to adapt, and you have to just.
And can you get over? Do you believe that couples can get over anything? Affairs,
one-night
stands, all that.
No,
you see, that's the problem. Stay there for a second, because I want to bring in Angela, who's spitting bullets here. Angela, you're annoyed by what you're listening to. Why?
I'm annoyed with that other girl, Aoife. And the funny thing is, she was like, God, no, you need to work through it. You need to work through everything, you know, even affairs, even kisses. And she turns around and he said, well, if your husband cheated, oh, I'd kill him. You know, I mean, trust is the biggest thing in a relationship next to sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no trust, it's gone. And no matter how many times, and this is for both men and women, no matter how many times you have that argument and next suddenly it's okay, we'll work on it. And then a year later, he goes out on his own with the lads and it's in your head. It's in your head. That will never leave your head.
And that was the point that I made. And in fact, I have Aoife on the line again. What Angela's basically saying is, where it comes to an affair or even a one-night stand, once the trust is gone, there is no relationship.
I don't know. I disagree. Like, we've had trust issues in our relationship. My husband had a serious gambling addiction for 2 years. And we worked through that. And, like, well, it is a little bit different. Granted, but it's not completely different. Every time he does leave the house, like, let's say if he's stressed or something, I will think, is he gone? And then I have to rationalize it to myself and be like, no, you're just going to either have to just build the trust or just not. Like, but I think you should try build the trust if you have children. Because if you don't, you're thinking about yourself.
My husband had an affair with a girl that he worked with, right? Every morning that he went into work. Now, I knew about it for 6 months before I caught it, right? I couldn't catch him, but I knew it. And every morning that he went into work early and came home late, I was sick. I was physically sick. And then when I caught him, and I did forgive him, every morning that he went to work, it killed me. It absolutely destroyed me. The paranoia in my head. I'll tell you now, even if he FaceTimed me for 8 hours while he was inside there, it's in your head. They have betrayed you.
they have cheated on you and they have destroyed you. And that's what cheating does.
And you see, Aoife, I'm listening to Angela describe the way her trust was destroyed. How can you ever even contemplate trying to repair a relationship like that?
I don't know. I think it just depends on the person then, because I really think that I'd be able to just build trust back up for the sake of my kids.
I thought I could as well. I thought I could, but I couldn't. And there's a lot of people out there that can.
A very heartless question, but did you find out why he cheated?
Yes, because I couldn't have kids.
Oh, right, okay.
I couldn't have kids.
That was
that's
his reason.
That was his reason. And that's fair enough. I wish him all the best of luck. It's taking me time to wish him all the best of luck. I think they have a kid now. I'm happy for them. But I can tell you now that he didn't tell me at the time. We were still sleeping together. The morning that he left, 6 weeks after I forgave him, he gave me a kiss and told me he loved me.
And that was the end of that.
And that was it. I came home to a note. The trust is gone. The trust
well,
is gone.
Well, I did say at the start of this that it does depend on what the situation is. Like, I think if you're in a bad relationship, you're not getting along, you're not listening to each other, you're not sleeping with him and he goes and has an affair, that's something that I could build on. But I'm saying in your scenario, I can see why you didn't stay. Because that's a situation that was through no fault of your own and you can't do anything about it.
Aoife, I know somebody else, right? And they married when they were young, they had kids and everything. And they did fall out of love, okay? And he did cheat, and she did forgive him. And I'm going to tell you something now. His life was miserable for 7-8 years until he finally left. Miserable. Because every time she walked out that door, where are you going? Who are you with? How long are you be? Where are you now? Who are you with? You know, that's gone. That trust. I'm telling you now, Aoife, if your partner cheated on you, you would have a whole different story. A whole different story.
And I have to say, looking at some of the messages coming in, Aoife, a lot of people are saying you can tell she's never been cheated on because she would view it very differently if she had.
But Adrian, there are obviously the same with Jeremy. Yeah, no, but I agree.
Jeremy, I'll tell you now.
I agree with you, Angela. I'm not just what I'm saying. There's a huge amount of couples that the Beckhams for one. Well, they're the most. But there's couples I know who've stayed together and love each other still, even though one of them has cheated or had an affair and stuff like that. But sure, hang on. A couples that end up together because of an affair are able to have a relationship. So how is that the case? In other words, the man that I'm trying to get this right. The man that cheated on you, yeah.
Yeah, my ex-husband.
Sorry, I didn't realize. Your husband who cheated on you, is he with the woman that he cheated on you with? If that makes sense.
Yeah, because she cheated on her boyfriend.
Jesus, so they both cheated.
I'm confused. Okay, yeah. Okay, but so the woman that your ex-husband is with, knows that he is capable of cheating because he cheated on you with her.
Yeah.
But she's able to be in a relationship with him knowing that he is capable of cheating.
She didn't cheat on her.
He didn't cheat on her. Mm. And she cheated on her boyfriend with my husband.
Ah, geez, let's get them all on the show. Let's get them all on the show next week. Yes. Have a great old time.
All right, I want to squeeze in just a couple of voice notes before we wrap this up. This is Darren.
My worst fear is ending up with a girl that I hated and having a child with a woman that I hated. So I'd rather have no kids, to be honest.
Yeah, good man, Darren. And Aoife.
Hiya, lads. Just on the topic today. I'm one of those people who really hate the mentality that you stay together just for the sake of the kids. If you are not happy in a relationship and it is affecting your parenting, then you need to end that relationship before it gets so out of hand that you can't even parent properly with your co-parent. I do think maybe people give up a bit too quick, but I think it's more an issue that we don't have the time or the space, or we don't take the time or the space to process an emotion before we throw it out at our partner, which leads to miscommunication and so much hurt and so much volatility that it's very, very hard to get back on track. Why we have a situation now where so many families are broken up is because we have options. And we have options because we learned from the past that staying together for the kids can create a very toxic situation and will mess up the kids worse than if you stay together.
All right, Vanessa, thanks very much indeed for your message. Interesting conversation.
Yes, indeed.
I think, well, though I'm surprised with the amount of people saying that couples should stay together for the sake of their children.
When we were talking about, when we got this message from, what's her name again? I can't remember her name.
But
when,
go on,
when we got the,
There's no name on my sheet here.
When we got the message from her, we were like, oh, there's nobody going to say you should stay together. I'm just looking at the, what's the stats? 90% of the calls on today's podcast were saying stay together and work it out. That's bizarre.
In all circumstances, bar abuse.
Yeah, you completely misread that one, Adrian.
I did.
You don't know our listeners.
Anyway,
have you ever had a shamrock shake?
Have I ever had a shamrock shake? Yeah. What's that got to do with the McDonald's story?
Have you ever had
one? I have had one, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they're lovely, yeah. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.